Welcome back to Apocalypse and Avocados, the podcast where we try to save the world while our succulents die and our reusable bags collect dust in the back seat. I'm Sean, and today's episode is for anyone who ever felt eco-guilt for using a plastic straw or accidentally thrown their compost in the trash. We're diving headfirst into the wild world of eco-anxiety, from climate doomscrolling to our most ridiculous attempts at being green. If you've ever wondered whether your bamboo toothbrush is making a difference or just making you broke, you're in the right place. Grab your emotional support water bottle and let's get sustainably messy. Welcome back, Doom Scrollers. I'm here with Peter and Carissa.
Hola.
What's up?
And today, as we mentioned, we are talking eco-anxiety, greenwashing, and all the things that we can't recycle, including emotional damage from 2020.
Oh, boy.
So I have a question for you guys. Who has felt personally victimized by climate change?
Yeah, me. I feel like that. I mean, I feel like I'm in a rage because of all of the, I know they're eco-friendly, but the fucking Tesla is really like, it's out of control.
The swastika?
And they're the ones that fucking speed too. Does it not get anybody else in a fucking rage? I hate seeing them.
I don't like the one that looks like a dumpster.
Oh, the Cybertruck?
Yes.
That thing makes my blood boil.
That is not a fucking truck. That is a matchbook.
It looks like a matchbox.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. What I said. It's awful. And I saw one at the liquor store with Sean. And I'm like, who wakes up one day and says, I want to drive a car that looks like a trapezoid? As long as it's fucking electric. Is it even electric?
I don't know.
I have no idea. It must be.
It must have like 12 batteries in it. Because to move that fucking dumpster. I don't know.
Those things are hideous.
It looks like a transformer.
Yes. Yes, it does.
I feel personally victimized about the environment, especially when you go to a specific coffee chain and you get the like recycled cups. They're like the recycled paper and they're extra hard. And then you get the recycled lids with it. And it's like fighting. It's like a weapon. First off, it's so hard. And one time I got it and I was just drinking my coffee and I guess I must have gripped it too hard and the whole thing fucking exploded. So I feel victimized by the environment for the recyclable cups. They explode my coffee.
I hope it wasn't a hot coffee.
Of course it was.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Talk about freaking crotch on fire. That was bad.
That's when you wish you were like that guy in the movie last night. You can't feel pain.
Oh, Novocaine.
Oh, did you guys watch that?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Was it good? I wanted to see it.
Yeah,
it was really good.
It was good.
It was much gorier than you would think, but it was done in a way where it's not like, oh, overkill. It was very dark comedy. It's hysterical.
Another one that had a lot of dark comedy that we watched recently was Heart Eyes. That was definitely gorier because it was a horror movie, but there was so much dark humor in it that you weren't expecting to be in a horror movie.
I don't know how many times in that movie they screamed, "We're not together."
Oh, jeez.
Or how many times Peter and I were looking back at the genre to make sure it didn't say comedy because we kept laughing. We're like, are we supposed to be laughing?
It was pretty gory, too. It was a good movie, though. I thought it was funny.
I enjoyed it. For what it was.
I gotta add those to my list then, because I haven't seen either one yet.
Well, you also have getting back on topic, you also have the freaking people with the, I know we've talked about it before, the cloth fucking diapers. You're not saving the environment. You have to wash those 50 fucking times because your baby shit all over them, had blowouts. I didn't know what a blowout was until like a few years ago.
I didn't know what a blowout was until you told me.
Yeah, the baby's just a mudslide down to the fucking floor. Disgusting. What are you feeding that child that it produces that much shit?
The baby creates its own shitty slip and slide. And
yeah.
Then I didn't believe you, and you made your mother tell me that it was true.
Shouldn't be happening. Why is this baby shitting like projectile up its back?
It happened to me when I was babysitting one time. Mind you, it was a weekend I did not want to babysit. And I was like, what the fuck? And it didn't happen just once. It happened twice. And I was like, this kid's mother didn't pack enough fucking clothes for this.
Were they using cloth diapers?
No, thankfully.
Just the recyclable ones. They're hard. No, the cloth ones, I understand the appeal. People are trying to save the environment by not having to throw out the ditty nappies. But it's really, it's counterproductive if you think about it. People are going to have to wash them constantly and then run their dryer so that the baby has fresh cloth diapers to have another fucking blowout the next day. I'm just saying, it's counterproductive. And do you wash it in the sink and then throw it into the washing machine?
I feel like we've had this conversation before, and I fucking hope so.
Oh, I hope so, because you'd have a really shitty situation in your washing machine. So kind of segueing off of that, thinking about washing the diapers, I wonder if the parents have eco-friendly washer dryer.
Oh, you mean like the energy, is that?
Like the dual ones? The ones that do both?
They're energy saving, and then don't they save water?
Yeah, the Energy Star. That was what I was thinking about.
Oh, okay. That's the brand, I think.
No, that's right? The label that certifies that they use less power and stuff.
Oh, I never knew that. I thought it was just the brand.
Yeah, I think Energy Star is like a certification company.
You can't. So when I worked at the rebate company, you can't get a rebate unless it's Energy Star.
Oh, okay.
So different brand names can all have Energy Star appliances.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, you don't know that they're really going to be eco-friendly and have those Energy Star ones. They would save on electricity and water. But yeah, I don't know. You're still using all that water to continue to wash them.
Right, exactly. So how do you even know if you're really saving water? Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. And we don't get a water bill, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they charge you more to purchase those items too, so.
Yeah, that's true. It's because they're more efficient, allegedly.
Supposedly.
Well, getting baby shit out of their diapers. So disgusting.
I wonder if they have a specific washer dryer that is the best for getting baby shit out of diapers. Out of cloth diapers.
We're going to have to look this up at some point.
That's gross.
Well, we're spiraling, but at least we sort our recyclables. I don't know.
Yeah. I want to say that we do it all the time, but sometimes you just get really fucking fed up with everything that's on your counter and you just swipe it right into the trash.
Or sometimes they don't come and pick up your fucking recyclables for your trash for weeks and you don't have any room.
Yeah.
I want to know why they do that, because that really irks my soul. Why are you skipping the recycling, but you're taking the trash? The recycling has more shit than anything else.
Yeah, and then you get the dumbass that comes to get our trash, and when he does pick up the recycling, goes in the same fucking truck.
Really?
Yeah, so you could just put all of the freaking trash in both bins.
Oh my God.
It goes the same fucking truck.
It's extra work. They don't give you a container big enough either.
No, tell me how the recycling is bigger than the trash bin. Outside.
That's crazy.
Why is it twice the fucking size? Well, I mean, he must have saw us coming, because when he goes to pick up the recycling, all you hear is all of the frigging liquor bottles clanging out there. It's like an alarm for the neighborhood.
Like, oh, the alcoholics are back at it.
It was 4 weeks of bottles.
Really? Oh, that gay couple across the street is drinking again.
I mean, the neighbors across the street have it's like overflowing with cans.
I actually, when I pulled into your house the other day, I saw that there were bags and bags of cans out front over there. And I'm like, is it trash day? Isn't it Sunday? Why is there so much shit out here?
Every day is trash day with our neighbors.
Oh, my God.
Pretty much.
That's awful.
It's bad. They have like piles and piles. Well, they also have 15 fucking hillbillies living on the same plot of land. Producing God knows how much trash. I don't even think they put it all out at once.
Maybe they burn it.
Yeah, talking about saving the environment. Burn all the freaking trash. We have seen them burn and get like the black smoke out there. So
yeah,
they probably are burning it then. Yeah. They probably have way more than what's out there.
True.
On that topic, when did you guys realize that the planet was screwed? Not to go be like too dark, but like what are some things that made you realize like, oh, shit?
When we were little, we used to get like a blizzard every other week when we were during, not week, every other day when we were during winter time, and we would have school off like a million times and we'd have to go in late, later, like till June, because we had so many snow days. But now it's like we barely get snow.
Yeah, that is weird. I actually noticed that more in the last few years. I think the last big snowstorm I remember was probably 2013. I think we got like 3 feet of snow.
The one on Halloween.
Oh my God. Yeah, I forgot about that one.
I remember that storm.
That was nuts. It was what? Like, it was a blizzard.
Yeah.
And then it melted the next day. Remember that?
Yeah, because it was 70.
It was 70 the next day.
That was terrible. But yeah, I think that kind of gave it away, but also the fact that the Great Barrier Reef in Australia is like dying off because the water's too hot.
That's weird. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Big sections of the reef are like dead. They have to make like they have to start another one, like an artificial one to just grow it again. But the water temperature is so hot that it's killing the coral.
That's awful.
Yeah. It's also because there's shit ton of trash in the oceans. Like we saw the blue hole in Belize. That's like the naturally occurring, it's like a crater. And you can see it from space. So if you look on your Google Maps and look up the blue hole in Belize, it's literally just a circle in a crater. And they went down diving into it. They free dive into it. Someone actually got to the bottom and it was just, they were dumping their trash. There were trash bags and fucking cans and bottles and everything.
Why are people doing that? I just don't understand.
They're disgusting.
We have ways to dispose of it for a reason. I mean, even if it is a pain in the ass to recycle.
I think the worst part about stuff like that is that most of the time these places that are being so awfully littered, there are like trash cans and recycling bins right nearby, and people are just choosing not to use them. I mean, I don't know about there specifically because I've never been there, but I see it at like parks and just different places that they do have places to dispose of your trash, and people are just tossing it on the ground or in the rivers instead of bringing it to the trash can.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of people too have the mentality that, oh, I don't need to do it because everybody else destroyed it. So it's already fucked now. Yeah. So, and I'm not going to be here in 50 years. So I'm not going to do it. But your kids, like your kids and your grandkids are going to fucking grow up in a world where they can't breathe or go outside because it's too damn hot in the summer and they just burn instantly.
I already can't breathe.
Recycle more.
I haven't been able to breathe since I was 5.
But I also think that people are taking this way too far. Like with the recycled toilet paper that feels like burlap on your asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Recycled toilet paper.
Yeah, like they make the toilet paper. You know how like they compress the toilet paper. Or no, I'm sorry, they compress the paper again into like sheets of paper.
Shitty paper?
I mean, at one point it probably was.
That's disgusting.
But they compress it. It's like a off fucking white color, like tinged brown. And you wipe your ass and you get like rug burn because it's so rough.
Oh my God.
No thing.
Yeah. You know those things when you go into a bathroom, like a public bathroom, and they have the dispenser with the god-awful brown towels?
Yes. Oh. Paper towels, yeah.
Yeah, that's what the recycled toilet paper.
Oh, sounds like a good time.
That's definitely good for you.
Sounds like you're going to take a few layers of skin off. Just saying.
Don't steam after.
Yeah, definitely not a good day to steam.
Do it. Then report back.
Well, let's talk about eco-anxiety. How would you guys define eco-anxiety? Or what is it to you? Do you have it?
It's worrying about the state of the world and what we can do to contribute to it, or what, or to save it, and what we're doing to contribute to the mess. That would be my.
Get rid of paper straws. I'm sorry. I know that it's helping the environment, but I hate them. And sorry, when I used to drink, if you have a paper straw in your alcohol, that shit melts. It disintegrates into your drink.
Yes.
It's disgusting.
I mean, there's a way around it. You don't need the paper straw. Just get one of the little metal straws.
I have one now because you guys are wonderful.
We have the ones that are collapsible. So when we go on cruises and stuff, they don't give us the straws. We just like, we have our own.
Yep.
Thank God, because I can't deal with that. It's literally like putting toilet paper in your mouth.
But you also don't even know like where the waiters, you hope that the waiters have cleaned their hands and stuff, and it's not absorbing the oils from their fucking rubbing their asshole while they're wiping.
Ugh.
I don't want to think about that.
That just took it to a really, really
shitty place.
Yeah, I was going to say dark place, but that was not much better than, so, yeah. Oh, so, back on topic, from that, eco-anxiety is defined as a chronic fear of environmental doom, also described as stress, worry, or helplessness related to climate change and ecological degradation.
Okay.
It's not officially classified as a mental health disorder, but widely recognized, especially among millennials and Gen Z, as a valid emotional response to rising global temperatures, extreme weather, pollution, government inaction, corporate greenwashing, and overwhelming pressure to do your part while feeling powerless.
Okay, can we talk about the people that are trying to do their part but are using like patchouli and fucking essential oils as deodorant?
Or not using deodorant at all?
Yeah, they're using that as deodorant and they fucking still smell like ass. Like, stop. I don't want to be behind. We were just behind somebody in Petco that was like hippy dippy, and by all means, be a hippie. Love it for you. But I was behind that lady and she smelled so wild. It was disgusting. I walked up and it was like she left her aura cloud at the register.
Mind you, it's 80 degrees and humid here today. So
not a good time.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I don't know. That part, I think that people are taking a lot of it too far. I mean, yeah, I know the chemicals and stuff that are in your deodorant, the aluminum, you don't want to rub it in there. But you're driving a car, you're eating fast food, you're not making your own meals at home. So are you really saving the planet or yourself? Because it sounds like you're just doing the bare minimum.
Well, unless you're driving an electric car.
No. Absolutely not.
In which case you have a place to plug it in at the mall and special parking, which doesn't that piss you off?
Yeah, the residents of the town have to pay for it, not even the mall.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Mom and dad live in that in a town where you do too, where they have at the mall, they have those electric Tesla stations, and all of the electric customers in the area have to pay for those charging stations, even if they don't have an electric car. That's fucking ridiculous.
Wow. So do those people get to charge their car for free, or does it cost them money?
I don't know. I know that there's a charging station down here at the gas station near our house, and they have to pay.
Okay. That makes sense. I mean, I figured you don't get anything for free. Not in this country.
If you think about it, it's like pumping gas.
Yeah.
Essentially, you got to pay for it. But what do they charge? Kilowatt? 99 cents per kilowatt.
Imagine they charge them $2.99. It's like, just get the fucking gas car. That's ridiculous.
The environment.
Plus, those things are judging you.
Oh, absolutely.
Take you somewhere you've never been. We talked about this and took the guy to the gym.
Yep.
Plus, that's ridiculous. You are saving the environment to an extent, but you are plugging your car. Oh, it doesn't really matter that you're charging your car and trying to save the environment. You're still fucking it up to an extent. That's just my thought. I don't know about you guys.
I agree with you. What I'd like to talk about a little bit, just for a couple minutes, is how like pop culture ties into the whole eco-anxiety and climate change thing. One thing I can think of is all of the drama around Taylor Swift's private jet.
Oh, jeez.
Yet again.
Just let it be. Let it be. She has to get there.
Does it use too much gas or something? I don't know anything about this, so that's why I'm asking.
So Taylor Swift topped the list of celebs with the most CO2 emissions from private jets, and it sparked another wave of backlash in 2025. This just happened to her like a year or two ago, too.
How many fucking planes take off all around the United States on a daily basis?
I think they're saying it because she travels a lot.
So what? Everybody else travels more.
Yeah, that's true.
She's flying one plane.
Sure. I don't know. It bothers me, but not nearly as much as you're thinking about all of these frigging NASA engineers that are sending these space shuttles up there. They imagine how much gas that takes, rocket fuel, to get them into the frigging stratosphere. Like, you're just as bad polluting, yeah. If not more.
That's probably 10 times more.
Yeah, you're probably right. I think it's just because she's such a big name, it's easy for people to try and pin stuff on her when there's tons of other people that it could be pinned on too.
I think they don't have enough dirt on her, honestly.
So they need something.
They need something to pick on her for.
That makes sense.
Well, she's the head of the Illuminati.
That's okay.
It wouldn't surprise me.
On the topic of the Illuminati, I feel like a lot of people who are part of it were probably here. Coachella's Green Festival campaign. Want to talk about that a little bit?
Oh my God, that probably smells like straight up patchouli. I've never been to Coachella. I don't necessarily intend to go because I don't want to be in that cloud of smell. I love the performers. I think they're great. But I'd rather watch it on TV.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to go and experience it, but I feel like at the same time, I'd get there and I'd be like, why the fuck did I come here?
Do they have like those nice RVs where you can go go to the bathroom, or is it like porta potties? Because that doesn't sound very green.
I'm not sure. But so this is what I know about this year's is Coachella tried a sustainable music festival push this year. Reusable cut programs, solar powered stages, leave no trace pledges. But the grounds were trashed within 24 hours. Viral TikToks showed mountains of garbage and thousands of abandoned outfits.
Wow.
Wow.
I guess.
Sounds like New Orleans.
Yes.
On a daily basis.
I guess they really don't care about the environment.
Well, I mean, I guess it kind of leads you to the question, like, is an event for 100,000 people, is sustainability at that really something that you can do? Or is that just like a hot button word, a scam to get people to be okay with what you're doing, more people to be okay with it?
I think they're trying to get more people to be okay with it. But in the same sense, I mean, you have to factor in all these other things too. Like, people are drinking. People are careless when they drink. They don't give a shit. If you can't find a trash can, they're just going to throw something wherever they can throw it. No?
That's true.
You know how most countries have the military where you have to serve for a certain period of time, like Israel and Portugal? You have a specific period of time that you have to serve when you turn 18.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we should not necessarily have to serve in the military, that everybody should have to do like a set amount of years of community service for the environment.
I did community service in high school.
Yeah, but I think that it should be mandatory. At least those three, you have a whole rotating group of people every year to clean up the environment.
It's true, because if everybody does their part, then it's not a huge burden on just the few people, you know, that want to participate in it. I mean, I did community service when I was in high school for my college applications, but it's funny because I even continued to do community service into my adult years once I started working as well, just because it was nice to give back and it felt good to know that I was helping a cause.
The polar bears.
No.
That's a little sad. I understand that. The polarized caps are melting, and that's kind of something. Like, that's an eco disaster. But those things are fucking huge. They're terrifying.
They're going to take a long time to melt.
Yeah. No, I'm not talking about the polar ice caps. I'm talking about the polar bears.
Oh. I thought you were talking about the polar ice caps.
No. I mean, there are certain things like overfishing, that's becoming an issue. Overhunting, over mass producing meat here in the country. Like, those are all big things. The amount of methane that we give off here, because of the amount of cows that we harvest, the beef, is disgusting. Like, we don't need to eat meat with every meal. Come on. Clean it up. And then all the cow farts for the methane. We could avoid this.
Yeah, and we're not trying to take away your hamburgers. Just maybe don't eat much beef.
Don't fucking get me started on that bullshit. Eat your damn hamburgers. That's fine. Just stop getting 50 million fucking cows.
Oh.
Can you imagine how much bad that smells?
I saw a documentary, actually. I don't remember what country this was in, where they actually were trapping methane gas and using it as renewable energy to produce electricity in this country. I don't remember what country it was. It was a long time ago when I saw this, but I thought that was pretty cool.
Do they just, like, put a jar on its ass or...
I honestly don't know, but they showed that it was in like this big metal cylinder container and that it was trapped in there. And I don't know what they did. I can't remember exactly everything. Correct me if I'm wrong, anybody who's listening, but I thought it was really neat that they were using that as a source of energy.
I mean, that is cool, but it sounds dangerous because methane is explosive. You have one person that's out on their cigarette break and then lights up the whole fucking silo.
I'm sure there are signs that say no smoking in that area.
You know people smoke in that area. You have people that smoke at the fucking gas station while they're pumping their gas.
Why do they do that?
They don't
care
about the environment or their health. That would be terrible. You're sitting, it really bothers me. And then it always the person next to you. Like, this makes you so unnerving. It's always the person that pulls up right next to you that decides to be an asshole and smoking. It's like, okay, why don't you go to the other side of the gas station so at least I have a chance, okay, when this fucking explodes? You don't need to be here. It's just like when you... Sorry, I'm spiraling. Never mind.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of things to spiral about. I mean, especially on this topic of the, I was going to say the economy. It's not the economy we're talking about.
I mean, that's a contributing factor.
Well, on the topic of the economy, Apple has made a carbon neutral watch.
When? This year?
So Apple launched a carbon neutral watch in 2024, then in 2025 expanded the campaign. Ads featured lush forests and stats on offsetting emissions. Meanwhile, critics noted that the supply chain is still using rare earth metals and questionable labor practices.
Interesting. So it's a carbon-free watch. What is it exactly made out of? Just, you said metals.
And they have children manufacturing them.
Yeah. I don't have much more information on it than that.
You need the small hands for the screws.
Most tech carbon neutral claims are based on offsets that take 10 plus years to balance out emissions, by which time you've already upgraded twice.
Oh, God. Yeah. Remember when the iPhones used to only last like 2 years and then you have to get another one? Now they make the ones with the massive storage so that you can have it for at least 5 years. But before, they used to, every 2 years, you'd have to get another one because the updates would kill it.
I actually ran into somebody the other day. They needed help with something on their iPhone. And I was like, what the fuck iPhone is this? And she goes, oh, the 6.
What?
Still works?
And I'm like, it still works? And she goes, oh, yeah, it works great. I'm like, your screen looks crazy. She goes, I can still read it.
Good I'm like, for oh. you.
It's probably like encrusted with dead skin and like oil and shit. Has like a film.
She just cuts all of her fingers.
Oh my God.
That's the new screen protector.
All right. My last current event story, just because we've already kind of brought up him a little bit. Elon Musk's Mars escape fantasy. Musk continues to hype colonizing Mars, even suggesting climate change is a reason to develop off-Earth settlements. Meanwhile, his companies are being investigated for environmental violations on this planet.
Interesting.
But he's going to go occupy Mars.
And destroy another
one. That's the whole reason. I think that, honestly, the research that NASA and stuff is doing on Mars is great research, but I don't think they're going to leak very much of it because I don't think they want human beings migrating to that planet and destroying it the way we've destroyed Earth.
Yeah.
Well, the way that Musk frigging talks to women, talking about how he'll pay them to have their baby, plans on colonizing Mars all by himself. Goes there with like 50 women, and then you have this massive inbred fucking horde in a few years.
Oh my God.
Lots of Teslas.
I don't know how that man has so many children. He looks like a visible fart.
It's gross. He's so nasty looking. I don't know. And the way he talks, I hadn't actually heard him speak because mainly I change the channel whenever he comes on. But I was like, he sounds like a douchebag.
Yep.
He just sounds like a douchebag. He looks like one.
Yep.
Probably smells like one too. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, imagine all the cars that are going to be over there on Mars. They're all going to look like dumpsters.
Yeah.
Going to have ones that look like amoebas and shit.
Yep. Or a nucleus, whatever.
Something gelatinous.
Something fucking weird.
You go up there, they're all driving frigging jello cubes.
Ugh.
Can get in lime green.
I think the green cars are cool, like the Civics when you get them, like those ones look
good.
Those
are cool. Those are like Fast and the Furious cars.
Yeah, but then you got the ones that are the Hunter, not the Hunter green, like the baby shit green.
Oh yeah, those are not
Forest green.
No, baby shit green. You had it right the first time.
They look so, I don't know, it's literally walking baby shit after green, driving baby shit, sorry.
On the topic of green, let's talk about greenwashing and being gaslit when it comes to the environment.
Well, you're talking about like how commercials and stuff say that they're saving the environment.
Yeah.
Or you can do your part.
Exactly.
When you buy this. It's 100% cotton. Yeah, and it feels like fucking burlap. Okay? I don't want it. I want the synthetic part. Part synthetic. I sound like an asshole here. I actually am a tree hugger. But
Peter doesn't like when people buy paper plates, just saying.
Oh, yeah. No. Not even... Okay, so you say paper plates, but they're actually styrofoam.
Well, yeah. Styrofoam plates.
I don't care if you buy the paper ones, because those are at least renewable. Biodegradable. You buy the styrofoam ones and then dad burns it and you have a fucking cloud of black smoke.
That's his favorite thing to do on a Friday night.
I know. You're wearing nice clothes and you smell good and then you come over and dad burns plastic and you smell like ass. And then the whole cloud, like you can't, it's so thick you can't even see.
Speaking of burning things, sorry, this is going to go off a little bit off topic. It just made me think of marshmallows. When you burn a styrofoam plate, it looks like you're burning a marshmallow. So,
I mean, they are close to that.
That's what I was going to say. Just so people are aware, when you burn that plate, look at how it burns and look at how your marshmallow burns and tell me what's in your marshmallow.
Yeah, same thing. Minus one ingredient.
Ugh.
I mean, yeah, you got those and then you have the countries that have... that refuse to let you use any like gas or carbon emissions, which I respect, but to an extent, we're not that advanced. So you can't like expect everybody to use a renewable resource. I think that's just unfair. But if you think about it, China has a lot more electric cars and advanced technology, but they've also made it affordable for their people to go and buy them. So, yeah.
They are far more advanced than us, for sure.
Yeah, like the chick on TikTok or Instagram. She's on both. Not
Instagram. The one with the car?
Yeah, she lives out of her car, and her car, like, converts into a camper. It's really cool.
That's awesome.
She has her three cats that live with her.
Have you seen the woman that she has her own... Well, she has a whole bunch of different, like, DIY things at her house. But her washing machine, she puts her clothes into this little bucket. And you know how you get a spin cycle where you use electricity, all this water? She just pours a little bit of water into it. She pours some soap and then she uses her foot and it spins it.
Oh, geez. Her foot must be jacked.
She's probably got great shins, calves. But no, I think it's pretty cool because they're saving the environment. They're not using electricity. She's using a limited amount of water. She's washing her own clothes the way we would wash them in a washer and dryer here.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. I just don't think it will catch on because people are lazy.
Americans are lazy.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, I said it.
I was trying to keep it more spotlight. But anyway, there's countries that are like that. I've always impressed when I watch the other. There's two girls that I watch that are on. They're Chinese, and they both live out of their cars. But one of them lives out of like a little tuk-tuk. So it's the cars they drive in India, where it's the little motorcycle in the front and then two wheels in the back, and it's a tiny little box.
Wow, those are pretty cool.
Yeah, she lives in that.
That's tiny, though.
Yeah, she pops open her trunk and she puts up like this plastic tent thing that hangs off the back of the trunk, and that's her bathroom / shower.
That's awesome.
And she also has the inside that when she puts down the front seat, and then she sits in the back and she pulls up these like wooden like planks and she puts them down, and that's her table, and she has a projector that sticks to the back of her trunk, and she watches TV on. She has like a little sunscreen that she puts up in the front windshield, and she projects her TV onto the front.
That's awesome.
It's really cool. I don't know how I need more space than that, but I don't know how she lives in there. It's really cool.
Yeah.
But that is also sustainable. She lives in her one little car. She doesn't have an apartment where she does 50 million loads of baby diaper fucking laundry.
Peter needs more space than that because he's large, or so he thinks.
It's like a cream puff in a keyhole.
Well, real talk, why is individual action not enough? But also, why does it feel like it's the only thing that can be controlled?
Individual action's not enough because we've damaged the environment to such an extent that one person using paper straws is not going to affect or reverse the damage. We need mass assistance. Like, we need people out there in groups and droves cleaning up everything, to be honest, or finding a way to recycle shit. And I think that the only way you can control it, or why it feels like it can be controlled, the single people, is because you kind of know your audience. People target it in the commercials, and they know what person's going to feel bad about buying something. So they're like, yeah, okay, the algorithm is going to push this to this person so they feel awful and buy 50 million things to compost.
And some people just don't give a shit, which is sad. They're too lazy to care or want to do anything about it.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that it is corporations and big businesses' responsibility to do more?
No, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how do you guys feel about greenwashing and when a company tries to seem like they're doing something to be like sustainable or eco-friendly, and it turns out that they're not? And I have some examples for you guys, want to play a little game.
Sure. Yeah.
I worked for a company that did that, and they were really, really good at it, and they were doing their part. I don't know that they violated any of the policies, but I'm sure there were idiots who put cans over in the trash, you know what I mean, rather than the recycling.
Yeah, so I've got a little game for you guys. It's called Greenwashed or Green Queen. It's basically what it is. I'm going to read you the company and the initiative that they had, and you guys are going to tell me whether or not you think it was greenwashed or if they were like truly environmentally friendly, which would be Green Queen.
Okay.
All right. So first one, we've got H&M's Conscious Collection.
Greenwash.
Yeah, greenwash.
Correct. So made headlines for being sustainable, but was found out to be exaggerated eco claims. Many materials were no more sustainable than regular lines.
Yeah, I can see that. They are throwaway fashion.
Patagonia's Worn Wear Program.
Green Queen.
Yeah, Green Queen.
Yep. Genuinely encouraged repairing and reusing gear instead of replacing it.
Awesome. I love you.
Is buy back and resell program.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I'll say greenwash.
I'm going to say green queen because they are a Swedish company.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
So it's this one is the verdict is green queen mostly. Encourages returning old furniture for resale, extending product life, some regional differences and PR involved, but overall a positive shift. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was awesome. Well, I kind of figured that because they are a Swedish company. So Europe tends to be more eco-friendly.
Yeah. Dasani's plant bottle campaign.
Greenwash.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. The bottle contains some plant-based plastic, but is still single-use and non-biodegradable. Marketing made it seem way more sustainable than it is.
Even the water in it is terrible for you.
Oh, yeah. I hate that water. It tastes disgusting.
It has high in pH, it's very acidic, and it is not good for you.
It smells weird.
It does tastes smell. Like metal.
It does.
The Shell's carbon neutral gasoline campaign.
Oof. Oh, is that the one with the algae? I want to say Green Queen, but I don't think they stuck to it.
I don't.
Shell claims to offset emissions from its gas, but is still actively funding fossil fuel expansion. Offset equals distraction.
Ah.
Greenwashed, the verdict.
I had a feeling.
Yeah, I don't think they stuck with it. I remember those commercials where they were like, we're growing algae to eventually power cars. You're lying.
Lies. Remember Back to the Future when he was powering his car with trash?
Yeah.
That's what we need to do.
Yeah. For real. He pops off the top and is smoking.
He's pouring a can of beer in there.
Yeah, he was like pulling it out of the trash can too.
Yeah.
Peter, you're going to love this one.
Oh boy.
Starbucks reusable cup discount.
Greenwash.
Yep.
100%.
They offer 10 cents off if you bring a reusable cup, but most orders are still single use.
I hate when you get in line at Starbucks and somebody brings their fucking mug in, and it's like they get it filled to the brim with coffee. It's like, hey, I just got charged $10 for my fucking latte and you got that for $5. Like, I don't want your damn cup. I really hate those Stanley cups. I really do. They are like, oh, they fuel my hate fire.
I didn't purchase it. I got it as a gift, and I really love it. Just saying.
I mean, it's different. Certain people, fine. But a lot of the people you see, they look like total douchebags
It's like the video I sent to the group chat with the dad making fun of his daughter. He walked out with the 3-gallon jug.
That's exactly what I see.
That's the person that comes to the gym with a fucking gallon of water. Why are you going to drink that much water while you're doing one workout? That's how much water you drink in a fucking day.
Yeah.
This is
a lot during this workout.
Yeah. You're going to spend more time in the bathroom than fucking working out.
I mean, the way that I sweat, I think that I could bring a gallon, but I wouldn't because I'd look like a douchebag.
Yeah.
I'd probably pass out before I brought a gallon of water.
You wouldn't be caught dead in the gym. Let's be real.
None of that.
You're a ninja, remember?
Never see me.
Ever. Such a good quote from Darian Lake. Oh, let's see. What else should we talk about here? How about the emotional side of eco anxiety? I'm a dread. Age at boomers.
Oh, God.
Guilt from door dashing 3 meals in a row.
Have you done that? You laughed like you've done that.
I mean, yeah, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I can cook.
You're rich.
No, this isn't recent. This is when we're still living at home.
You get money.
Not that kind of money anymore. But yeah, I've done that. Yeah, the styrofoam containers and everything they come in. Yeah, I can see where that's bad.
It's either styrofoam or plastic. And then you have some restaurants will send you the reusable ones those are equivalent to the stupid paper cups for coffee.
And then you heat them up in the freaking microwave. They say that they're microwavable for the reheat, and you do that and that thing fucking melts and your food tastes like plastic.
Yep.
It's terrible. Okay, so I can see the dread. I dread a lot of it. I do have a lot of ire for the boomers on this because I do think that the majority of this started with them. So, like, honestly, let's be 100% real. During World War II, the boom to have new technology, airplanes, people mass producing weapons to send overseas to fight. And we were supplying European countries with weapons at that time. That contributed to pollution, like, insanely.
Yeah.
So I do think that they're to blame for the majority of it. And then my dad with his smog that he creates every freaking week.
With his paper plates and trash.
Yes.
I'll never forget the time your cousin was there and he's like, I don't think you're supposed to burn that. He's like, your dad's like, it's fine. And then he lights it on fire and the black smoke just starts billowing off. I'm thinking to myself, oh, fuck, we're screwed.
He's just having a real good time. That's all.
But they also have that same mentality that I was talking about before. Like, oh, the world is already fucked and I'm not going to be here. So
yeah,
I can't. I don't care if you guys can't fucking breathe.
Well, on that note, I think we have a special voicemail for our listeners.
Oh, boy.
We got a phone call last night from Earth and she just has something that she would like to say to everyone. So let's pull that up and here it goes.
Hi. Yeah, it's Earth. Just wondering when y'all were gonna stop lighting me on fire. Call me back and let me know. Oh, and I've been trying to rebuild my ice caps. So can you stop fucking it up, please?
Well, I think that about says it all.
Why is she so seductive?
She's trying to seduce people into cleaning her up.
She's Mother Earth.
Wait, if it's Mother Earth, where on Mother Earth do we live? What part of her body?
You don't want to know.
The taint.
Oh my God. Is it weird? And I know this is going to go off topic, but like I think of Men in Black when they at the end they were playing with the galaxies, the marbles, and I think of like Earth as I think that us we're like lice on the Earth, and that Earth is a person and it has like us and it's scratching the shit out of it trying to freaking get us off.
It's like a Horton Hears a Who situation.
Yeah, and then when we have hurricanes and shit, it's her like putting on the blow dryer to try and get people off. Sorry, that was just a random
tornado sucking everything up.
I can yeah, see it.
She puts the vacuum on to like suck all the freaking lice off.
She's just had enough.
She's like, I have these fucking sores. And those are the pimples or the volcanoes.
Oh my God.
I know. It's random.
I mean, when you say it like that, this is how myths were created back in the day.
What's the water?
Again, don't want to know.
Pus. No, those are the swamps. Florida's full of pus.
It's the lagoons.
I don't know what the water is, and I don't want to.
Well, on that note, let's talk about some of our sustainability fails. What have we, each of us, done that to try and be more sustainable that just didn't quite work out? And I can start. I tried to start composting, and I was all gung-ho about it. I thought this was going to be great. And come spring, we're going to have the nicest garden. I did it for like a week, and now there is a big bin in the back of our yard full of something. I don't know that it is compost, but it is something. It's there, and I'm afraid to go look at it.
And that's definitely a fail, but hold on. Before I talk about mine, there is this woman. And I think I've sent her to you guys that she lives a completely like carbon-free life. and she has an outhouse.
No.
Yeah, she has an outhouse and she's taught her kids to, about the outhouse. And literally when they go in, she goes, everybody wants to know how we go to the bathroom. So what you do is you stay here and you go to the bathroom. And then when it's time to what you normally would do is flush, you just cover it with sawdust. Yeah. And then she goes, in a year, you'll have nice compost you can put in your garden. I'm like, you ate all of this shit, then you took a shit, and now you're going to put it back in your garden to make more shit.
Oh my God.
This is the recycling than that. It's too far.
I think that's a little extreme.
Just put some sawdust on it.
Oh my God, I can't.
Can you imagine how that outhouse smells? Like, I know.
Imagine how the fucking garden smells or anything that grows from it.
She goes, yeah.
I'm really upset.
She put her hand in it, too, to show you what the compost looks like. Not in the outhouse.
What? I thought you meant.
No, she had bins of human shit compost outside. And she goes, this is what it looks like. It looks like coffee grounds. And she's, like, mushing it through her bringing hand. Yeah, with the sawdust and shit. I'm like, that came out of you, your children, your dad, whoever came to visit. And you are just rolling in it.
Ugh. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, and then you got the people with the gray water tanks. That's like the dirty water that you've showered in and stuff.
No.
And they've used it. Mm-mm. No, I'm not saying they're going to rebathe in it. That's
they might.
Different. They might.
Might use it to make their coffee.
Yeah. Ooh. Yep. You got the people that use the gray water to make their coffee. But you also have the ones that use that to water their garden. So that I can understand. Like, you take a shower and then use the gray water to water your garden.
Well, that makes sense.
Just don't shit in your garden.
Yeah. No.
Please don't. Or don't put your hands in your own shit.
So on the topic of recycling, now that we've spiraled, you never gave us yours, actually. You got into...
Sorry, what was the topic?
Your sustainability fail. You just went in on this lady in her outhouse.
Yeah, I forgot.
Anyway, now that none of us can think of that.
All I can think about is her hands and her shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Flailing them around. I just don't understand.
It's like, it looks great. It looks like coffee grounds.
It's great. It looks great.
I just see the woman from Jurassic Park when she's got her hands in the dinosaur shit.
Well, she is blonde.
Oh, God, of course. It's probably the same one.
Her kids are, like, sitting there. They're like, yeah. It's going to be a great haul this year, Mom.
That reminds me of this SNL skit I saw once where it was, like, about getting your kids to scoop the litter box. And what it basically was it would turn into, like, these toys for them to play with when they were done scooping the poop out. Oh, so you're like walking around with these chunks of poop and pee that covered in litter.
Oh, okay. I can say what my eco fail is. It's not like a big one. I think everybody does it when you forget about your laundry. Like, you have to wash it multiple times because you forget
that
you've washed it.
Yeah.
Now you can use AI for that. I love it. It reminds you your washer is done.
Yeah. That's the thing. I have it. It pops up on the TV. And it says it on all of the echoes in the house. But then I just forget.
But then you just don't get up.
Yeah, you saw how quickly I forgot about what it was. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll do that in a second. Squirrel.
And I live with mom and dad. I'll never forget because the Alexa that tells us that the washer is done. Dad's always listening. And he yells up to me, Carissa, the washer's done.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I set that up.
Yeah, so if I don't get up right then and there, he'll say, hey, it went off 10 minutes ago. I'm like, all right. So I'm never going to forget ever again because I have AI and dad.
Do you have a sustainability fail, Carissa?
Yes. I run the water when I brush my teeth sometimes.
I do that too.
I try. And you know something with an electric toothbrush, you would think you just wouldn't, but I'm so used to doing it.
Yeah.
I'm getting better.
Well, I do. I get mad at Sean when he leaves.
He does.
We have a well, but I get mad. I'm like, why the fuck are you leaving that thing? You're going to, the tap on, you're going to freaking put those in the dishwasher anyway. what the hell? And he'll do it when he's washing dishes or when he's brushing his teeth. Normally, so we brush our teeth in two, even though we have the double vanity in our bedroom, we brush our teeth in two different bathrooms, so I can't yell at him.
Oh, you guys don't like to stand next to each other like a cute couple and brush your teeth together.
Okay, so the design of this house is so fucked. Because when you go into our bathroom, the double vanity is literally in front of a massive window.
Yeah.
So when you brush your teeth, our neighbors can see you. When you take a shit, our neighbors can see you. When you go to shower, they can see you.
Yeah.
No wonder you don't use that bathroom.
No, I shower in there. I don't care. They want to look. That's fine. They're not going to like what they see. Or maybe they will. I don't know.
So. On the topic of recycling, I have a fun fact for you guys. Oh, it may be infuriating, but did you know that only 9% of plastic ever created has been recycled? The rest is just That's hanging disgusting. Out in your ex's Spotify playlist in the landfill of regret.
That's disgusting.
Crazy.
Well, most of it's in the blue hole.
Yeah.
In Belize.
That's awful.
Do you remember when the pollution was so bad for the Olympics when they were in Brazil? When they had to do this, the swimming in the ocean, they had to literally clean the ocean because the pollution was so bad.
I remember you talked about that. That's awful.
But wasn't it like the same thing in France with the...
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Yeah, they had to clean that again. And then in the Beijing Olympics, the pollution was so bad in the air that the air quality was so bad, they had to like clean up the air for like months before they held the Beijing Olympics.
That's terrible.
That's nuts.
Well, then you also have the frigging in India, the pollution is so bad in certain parts of India that they can't walk out without oxygen masks.
Wow.
Yeah. That's insane.
But also, I think that the issue with the, if we just cleaned up and started getting the world back to where it was, we would have less forest fires in California and Canada. I think that things would stabilize, but everybody has to do their fucking part. You can't just have one asshole fucking taking a shit and putting it in her garden with sawdust.
On that topic.
Yeah, running it through her hands.
Let's do a quick rapid fire list of some things that people are, you know, trying to do for sustainability. And I want you guys to give me your opinions. Should we compost them? Is this well-intentioned but useless? And then, or burn it down, just cancel it. Fucking done. Done with it.
There's this person that I've seen. Sorry, I know this is rapid fire, though. This will be quick. There's a person that I've seen that's trying to teach their kids sustainability and responsibility, and they have a family communal fucking towel for their bathroom. Like to wipe themselves.
That's disgusting.
That's fucking gross.
Yeah. So they're teaching their kid to wash the stuff before they use it. And they have like a brown stained fucking thing. So we should get rid of that.
Yeah. That one should be burned down. Cancel that. All right. So paper straws.
Yep. I don't want paper straws. Get rid of it.
Yeah. I think that you should also get rid of those, the little plastic ringies that they carry like beer in. You can get a six pack.
Oh, yeah.
Because those end up in the ocean around some poor fucking turtle's neck and shit.
Thrifting influencers.
Fucking kill them. No, I'm just kidding.
We're definitely getting canceled now.
No, I don't. I understand that they're trying to like be sustainable and wear someone else's sweaty ass jock, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to see it on you. I don't want to see it on the person. So. Stop. Thrift if it makes you happy, but I think it's stupid.
I'll say, I think to the extent of if you're doing it so that you're not, so there's not like more waste being created, that's great. If you're doing it for financial reasons, that's great. But you shouldn't force it on everybody. Not right. Everybody is going to want thrifted clothing. It's just not for everyone.
Yeah. I can agree with that.
There are good finds in the thrift store, though.
Definitely.
There are really good finds.
But there are just some people I know, I've met people who they feel like weird about it, about wearing somebody else's clothes. And that if that's you, then that's fine. You don't have to wear somebody else's clothes.
Like the sisterhood of the traveling pants. Mm-hmm. Remember how cool everybody becomes when they share the pants?
That's true.
They think about it. The women.
Or like that movie. Actually. Remember the movie like Mike with Little Bow Wow? Yeah. And he gets the sneakers. He got those at the thrift store and he became Michael Jordan.
Was it the thrift store or did they get it donated to the orphanage?
Or maybe it was donated to the orphanage, but it was from like a local thrift store or something.
Okay, so I can see thrifting. I see.
Not underwear. Please don't thrift your underwear.
I see people using a lot more for like fashion purposes rather than eco-sustainability. I think that's where my irritation comes from.
Yeah, that's true.
How about reusable Starbucks cups?
Fuck those. Fuck those. I don't want to wear my coffee. Thanks.
Sean knew he was going to rattle you when he said that. I saw it.
Earth Day Instagram posts.
Are they doing anything to save the environment? The person that's posting it?
Probably not.
Cloth diapers.
Nope. Get the fuck rid of those. I'm all set.
Buy some recycled hard ass baby diapers, but get rid of the fucking cloth ones. Those are not real. You should not put your baby in that. They're gonna get crotch rot when they have the blowout.
That just made me think of something. Sorry.
That was the end of my list.
Oh, okay. So they have, it's not tampons, but it's like a reusable like cup.
The Diva cup.
Yeah.
Straight.
I don't know how I feel about that.
You have the woman that bakes it into the fucking cookies I send them to you.
Oh my God.
And she's like, yeah, my husband likes the way I taste. It's sour. It's a little sour to him. And I'm like, cool. He can like the way you taste, but no one else needs to taste you in your fucking brownies.
And nobody needs to know
about it.
Yeah. I mean, people admit some crazy shit on social media, like the guy who admitted hooking up with his little brother.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was on TikTok. He's like, one thing led to another, and I hooked up with my little brother. And I'm like,
that's weird.
Yeah.
Maybe tell that to your therapist.
Yeah.
Right.
Or your little brother. Since you're so close now. You guys have been inside each other. You're so close.
Oh my God. That's some White Lotus shit right there.
And that was kind of funny. Like, I think people blew that one out of proportion, the whole incest scene, but it wasn't really incestual. He was just jerking his brother off.
I mean, it is somewhat incestual, but I mean, by the definition of incest.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
It's just gross.
Yeah. Well, this isn't like The Hills Have Eyes where we all have fucking like 15 testicles and shit.
So are there anything before we start to close up that you guys can't recycle but you wish you could?
Rinse, no. I'm kidding. I don't know. I wish. That's a good question.
That is a really good question. I'm thinking over here and I'm like, I don't really know.
I wish you could recycle cars. I mean, you guess you kind of can.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's expensive.
Yeah.
That would be cool if you could recycle your car. You could just bring it. You could just say, okay, here's my car. Figure out what's wrong with it. They fix it all. And then they give it back to you.
Yeah.
That would be neat.
Or you can say that you're going to trade in or like you're going to give your car for a better purpose and then they give you like $2,000 back or something. So you can donate it, but they give you something like, 25% off another car on the lot.
Yeah, that's true.
Because a lot of people can't afford cars. They're so expensive.
They are expensive. And car payments are outrageous nowadays.
Then I guess that would be a way to recycle them.
That's a good idea.
No more gray water. No fucking gray water coffee. Can you imagine someone ran a marathon, took a shower, and then used that gray water to freaking make their coffee?
Oh my God.
They probably do that because it's always the fucking skinny people. It's always the skinny people that are in there for recycling their gray water and having the worm garden so that they can have compost and shit. I can't. Sorry, that was a spiral.
Well, with that, do you guys have anything that you want to mention to our listeners before we wrap up?
Yeah. So with Pride Month coming up, we'd like to see some Pride posts. Maybe anybody attending Pride wants to put up some which ones they'll be attending, because you may see us at some.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're planning on doing some Pride festivals this year. We hope we see some of our listeners come up, see us, take pictures, introduce yourselves if you see us.
Don't bring gray water.
Do bring a dog if you have one.
No yes. cloth diapers.
No cloth diapers. Bring your children at home, please.
We also like cats.
Yeah.
And food.
Yes, love food. It's apparent. You'll see. Yeah, catch us at some Pride events. We'll be letting you guys know shortly which ones we'll be attending. If you want to catch us there, have a drink, be friends.
Yeah, reach out to us on our socials. Give us some feedback of any topics you want to hear about, questions you have. We want to hear from you guys. We really want you guys to get involved.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Well, that's been our deep dive into eco-anxiety and all the things we can't recycle, like guilt, trauma, and that tote bag from 2016. Remember, the planet's burning, but at least we're compostable. If you like this episode, recycle it by sharing it with a friend. Rate us 5 stars and scream into the void responsibly. We'll be back soon with more chaos, more avocado content, and fewer carbon offsets than Shell. Stay green, stay messy.
Bye.
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 Hey, thanks for listening to Apocalypse and Avocados. If you laughed, cringed, or yelled same at any point, do us a favor. Hit follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never have to miss an episode. If you really want to make our day, share this episode with a friend, or three, who needs some chaos and avocado energy in their life. Don't forget to follow us on socials for behind-the-scenes rants, memes, and questionable life advice. You'll find us everywhere at Apocalypse and Avocados. Seriously, your support keeps us going and might even save us from being replaced by podcasting robots. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.